advise. I know I have a preamble in front of me, but anyway. Good evening, this is WX2PJR with Black River Rally ServiceNet. Black River Rally ServiceNet meets every night on the 146-655 megahertz repeater, Boonville, 2.5 miles southeast of Boonville, on top of Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Priority traffic, check in at any time. Is there any priority traffic or emergency traffic at this time? No, I'm not hearing any. Any mobiles or portables out there wishing to check in? This is WX2PJR Paul with Black River Rally ServiceNet. I'll now take regular members and guests. Please call now.
KC2WI.
KA2VLA.
There's two good ones, KC2WI and KA2VLA. Head up to the top. Pete, come on in.
KC2WI, well, it's still holding really steady here, temperature-wise, at 30 degrees. It'd be really nice if it did that instead of dropping too far. This is fine. But I guess it is going to go down. But then I guess it's going to go back up some next week. I think it's going to warm up and melt everything, but it's not going to be real cold. So who knows? And we'll see what happens in the morning as far as the snow. I'll be happy if it's not. It's too early. No good for anything. So, it's hard enough now with the, because of the water content and it's below freezing. I wouldn't probably go out and ride a new snowmobile, modern snowmobile, let's put it that way. That can, you could go out in an old one, go out with an Elan or any old metal ski, you know, not too heavy. And it's not even a not too heavy, it's if you look at an old snowmobile and a new one, and I don't know what you, how you define that, but maybe like 70s versus somewhere into the 80s, and certainly anything really new. The old ones, you might weigh them, and maybe even a heavy one wouldn't be that much difference than a quote-unquote lightweight new one. But the old ones, the weight was all on the track, and not a lot on the skis, so if you didn't have a lot of snow, that was okay. But new ones, you know, because they're all designed so you can go like a bat out of hell, a lot more weight on the skis, no matter how you adjust the suspension, and therefore you need a lot more snow to prevent them from digging in and pushing the snow away when you turn and all that stuff. But I have an Elan that I think is running. I haven't run it for a while. And I have old Tundra, which is, you know, fairly light. And if I wasn't going to take off and just the folks, I might get that out and just run it down the railroad, the old railroad bed or something, just to ride it, especially if we get a few more inches of snow. But it'll probably have to wait. I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, Kate, and remind everyone that the Boonville Amateur Radio Club dinner is next Friday, and if you want to go and haven't already done so, get a hold of N2OIQ, just let them know so we can give them a head count at the Boondocks, and they can be set up for us, and if anybody decides at the last minute to come, that'll be okay too, as long as it isn't 10 people deciding at the last minute, but we need to kind of give them a count. KC2WI.
Alrighty, not too bad with that. There's a whole dinner there. Let's see here. Yeah, it's what, 29 out there right now. It's going lightly, but not too bad. See, there's a little bit of a lake effect band trying to set up, but it's kind of setting up pretty much in central Lewis County. It isn't really drifting south at all yet, so see what happens. I know it's supposed to set up over Boonville South, but not yet. I don't know. Not too bad with that. Get on the whole coffee shop thing. Head out there and mail and all that stuff, so not too bad. Glad it said, it wasn't too bad of a day. Too bad on the hunting there. Now, I guess one of those things that happens, but I'm sure you had your share of it. So anyways, what else was I going to ask? Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving. I'll hear you tomorrow. And enjoy the day. And let's see, I did all my baking today on that. got a pumpkin cheesecake made up, and that's all chilling now and happy, and a couple pumpkin pies and apple pie and all that fun stuff is all nice and chilled. So yeah, it's kind of a busy baking day. Good day for it though. So anyways, tomorrow I know I've got a lot of other stuff crapped, so it'll be easy to get stuff done tomorrow as well. Like the main dishes and stuff. And turkey's still in the old fridge, just chilling. It's all thawed now, though. Checked that earlier to make sure it was. So it'll be all ready to go. So, all right, thanks for the check in there, Clint. And let's see. This is WX2PJR, net control, for the Black River Rally Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
WI. I think it was Will said he got a deer up there in Dexter, or some. I don't know where he got it exactly. And you see, he got one, but Julie hasn't yet. Is that? Do you remember that, Paul?
Oh, Julie got one. Will hasn't got one yet. I don't know. Did you, Will get one today? I didn't hear him say so. But anyway, Julie got one. She got a little button buck, like right in the beginning. I think it was bow season she got one.
I thought I heard Will say he's got one hanging or something. He's got one. Well, anyway, that's all I've heard. Last I talked to Jeff, he's not got one. So that's all I know of KC2WI.
Maybe Will did get one today. But I know what Julie got one in the very beginning, a little button buck right there in the beginning of the season with her bow. I thought it was a doe at first, and I went to gut it and noticed, hey, it's a boy. So I noticed the top of the head had some little horns starting to pop out of it. It wasn't a very big one, so anyway, well, Will got one. That's good. he's catching up. Not too bad with that though. My uncle and cousin, I got a cousin that lives in North Carolina. He's up for the, well, actually I think he left today as a matter of fact, but he's been up for about 2 weeks. He got a buck the other day, it wasn't too bad on that end either. Got it just, I think he got it on Monday, so yeah, just a couple days before he left, he got one. And then my uncle, he got one as well. It's been hit and miss here and there, so it's kind of an interesting season, kind of a warm start. So I guess as the weather's starting to change, they're moving around. So anyway, so good to know on that. I'll probably hear you tomorrow there on the North Country Group, so it feels like a Saturday. Anyways, let's see here. Anyone else out there for the Black River Valley Service Net, this is WX2, PJR.
November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo.
November 2, I think it's Kilo Papa Romeo, come on in.
Yep, Rich over here, Rich. We're getting a little snow over here right now. Not much, but we're getting a little. It's accumulating little by little. Which it doesn't bother me any because I haven't got to move it. I don't have to shovel it, snow blow it, do nothing to it. Just sit here and watch somebody else do it. Which is kind of nice for a change. After all the years I did all the shoveling around the house, it's nice to see somebody else do it. But, anyways, I just wanted to make sure I wished everybody a very happy and turkey day tomorrow. And drive carefully if you're going any distance. This lake effect advisory is still on until Friday night. So who knows, the weather can change from moment to moment. And enjoy it, and I can say it, eat well and sleep well. That's your KPI.
Hey, Derek, thanks for the check on that. Hey, nice when you got somebody else to shovel the snow for you there. Nothing wrong with that. Been doing it long enough, so that's all good. And, yeah, we didn't get hardly anything where I'm at up here in Lewis County. It's just kind of, just a slushy, wet snow. It's heavy, but that's about it. Nothing really too dramatic. Maybe an inch or two so far. Snowing a little bit out there now. I see the band has kind of moved a little bit, but kind of settling down now. So yeah, I know the advisory's up for Oneida and pretty much the southern counties like Oswego and Syracuse and stuff like that. So yeah, I got to get kind of slow, get into one of those really squally bands. You can't see across the road, but it's that time of year. Lake effect is what it is, so. Thanks for the check in there. Enjoy the day, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And let's see, at the bottom of the list again, who else is out there wishing to check in? Any other stations? This is WX2, PJR. Are there any comments, questions, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Rich, Clint, and Beat for checking in. And with that, this is WX2PJR, returning the frequency to regular amateur use. This is WX2PJR. I will be clear. Peter in use. Good evening, this is W2ZXN for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. As always, we're looking for stations up here on the 655, all are welcome. W2ZXN for Acton, looking for stations, all are welcome. Stations call now, please.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-Ray. Good evening, no traffic.
KC2YXN, good evening, no traffic.
WA2U, good evening.
Beautiful, now recognizes N2WBX, KC2YXN Kathy, and WA2U John. Thank you all very much for checking in. Anyone else for Acton, all are welcome. Very good. I thank you three very much for checking in. Hope you have a wonderful holiday tomorrow. 73 W2 that I send QS Y to 17.